But first, joining us now on the ticket hotline is the gentleman we just talked about in the last segment. It's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, who just wrote that blog on the new media and wanting to keep internet reporters out of his locker room. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
How are you?
Not good.
Okay.
Have you seen this play lately?
Yeah, it's been a rough patch for your team.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, what about
so negative?
What about this opinion of keeping the internet scribes out of your locker room?
Say something about the internet. It's only good for several things.
Mm-hmm.
Making me rich. Watching questionable porn. Can I strike that from the record? Can I strike that? Don't report that.
Okay, just the making me rich.
You just said it on the air, so what do you mean?
Making me rich and getting scores. That's all it's good for.
Okay.
That's all it's good for. And this whole blog, this is what this whole thing's about. It's about trying to control people who are not real media. People going in the Mavericks locker room that are from Marysblog.com or ILikeTheMavs.com or The Fan. Then it's not real media. Okay?
Gosh.
Okay.
That's
all
what
right.
We're talking about here. No one reads them. No one listens to them.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not saying that all websites are bad. And in fact, I use the website all the time. In fact, I'm on my computer right now. I'm going to tell you it's on my history.
Yeah, what's on your history? What's on the internet?
Yeah, what websites does Mark Cuban visit?
Okay. DancingNBAOwners.com. BustAMove.com.
Oh, gosh.
JanetJackson.com.
It's all okay. Dancing stuff.
KillTheRef.com.
Okay.
And FireRickCarlisle.com.
Well, I haven't heard of that site yet.
And you guys should know all about being banned from the locker room. Hadn't seen you this year.
Well, we thought we were banned.
Well, you are. But why haven't I seen you?
Well, because you told us we were banned.
That's right. You know why?
No, we never found out why.
Let's see. Junior, you're a Spurs fan. Out.
So childish.
All right. I'll accept that.
George, you make fun of my monologues.
Oh, too bad.
You know what I mean? Stop playing that.
But.
And Gordo?
Yes.
You crashed my TV show.
I did not.
You did.
I did nothing but help you.
My monologues were great. You ruined it.
Had nothing to do with your monologues, sir.
Word to the press. Has anyone noticed that we have won at least 50 games for 10 straight years? Anyone?
Yes.
Anyone?
Well, yes, people have noticed that.
Well, I call that winning. What do you bloggers or talk show hosts call that?
Well, I mean, everybody calls that winning, but everybody also notices that you've been out in the first round 3 of the last 4 years.
You know what I call that?
Hmm.
Poor coaching and bad calls from the refs.
Okay, well, whatever you call it, it's happened, and so there's going to be criticism.
Why are you so defensive?
Well, I was just a little defensive, and I'm sorry about that blog I put out a couple days ago. I was depressed. We lost 3 straight. I was really upset. But then I put in my favorite DVD.
What's that?
Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
Oh, gosh. God.
She nails every move. That was her in her prime.
You're obsessed with dancing.
And that's what I am right now. And you know what? Everyone is basically just jealous of me. They're jealous of the fact that I have so much money, that I own a winning team, and that I've got this new partnership with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Because
are you regretting that, by the way? Have you seen how bad his tour's going?
No. You know why?
Why?
Because we are both winning.
Yeah, that's kind of tired.
Yeah.
It rhimes with winning.
Yeah, we heard that like 4 weeks ago.
I also have tiger blood.
Oh, do you?
I used to have tiger's teeth, but I got those fixed.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, now, every time. Every time.
Stay out of my locker room and quit talking negatively about the Mavericks, or I will get to you. I am a billionaire, and I can make things happen.
Golly, that's quite a threat as he leaves.
He's going to kill everyone.
Everyone?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't say everyone. I think he just meant certain people in the media. All right, 8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, one of the great sporting events.